This is the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum, where we experience and explore mindfulness. Each week, Diana Winston, or one of Mark's mindfulness teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, everyone. Greetings. I'm Allison Pimentel, and I'm so happy to be here with you today. I'm here every first Thursday of the month for this wonderful collaboration between the Hammer Museum, who hosts us so graciously, and the UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center. And we offer meditations every Thursday. And we come here together from all over the place to practice mindfulness meditation. And mindfulness is simply the practice of paying attention to our present moment experience with an attitude of acceptance, of openness, of kindness, of willingness to be with things exactly as they are. And we cultivate this capacity through our practice, our formal practice of mindfulness meditation, but we can also practice it informally throughout the day just by really paying attention in a kind way, not to be complacent or inactive, but to really come into contact with things as they are. Not as we wish them to be, as we want them to be, as we don't want them to be, without pushing away or pulling in close, just being with. And in that sense, the practice of mindfulness meditation is a real refuge. I have found it to be such a refuge in my own life, especially during challenging times. And, the word refuge has a couple of meanings, both of which are really applicable to the practice. The first meaning refers to a place where we can be safe, where we can be sheltered from harm, sheltered from danger, sheltered from trouble. This summer on the East Coast on Shinnecock Land, I got caught in a massive rainstorm, sudden massive rainstorm, and I took shelter under an awning. And that was a feeling of refuge, to be covered and protected. And, we can be pummeled by rain, external conditions of life, difficult things that are happening or uncomfortable things that are happening in the outer world. And we can be pummeled and drenched by inner conditions, by painful thoughts, difficult emotions, anxiety, sadness, fear. Whether it's in the inner world or the outer world, there are times when we really need to find refuge from what's uncomfortable, what's difficult. And again, it's not in the service of denying it. The rain will fall. That's what's going to happen. There's no stopping that. But really how we can be with the discomfort, with the suffering, with the trouble that we feel. How can we be with it? And can we be with it with some ease? Another meaning of the word refuge is like a wildlife preserve, a place where we are protecting and valuing and nourishing something that we find to be important to protect. There's a beautiful little wildlife preserve that I often visit in the summertime, again, on the East Coast of the US. And there are peacocks and chipmunks and birds of so many different colors. And it's just a beautiful place where just nature and all its beauty and harmony is on display, and it's safe and protected. And our practice, the very act of meditation, can be a sort of wildlife sanctuary for ourselves, for our own lives, for our own lived experience, for our own animal bodies. We can set up a sort of sanctuary within ourselves to protect, to nurture what's beautiful, natural about us, and to cultivate qualities protect them that we wish to cultivate. Qualities like compassion, like ease, like peacefulness, like wisdom, like right speech, right action. So in difficult times, meditation practice can serve as a beautiful, beautiful refuge. It can be a place of quiet, just like that wildlife sanctuary that I visit, a place of quiet, a place of wonder, a place of balance, a place where we can restore some equilibrium and develop resourcefulness to meet the challenges, the inner and outer challenges we face as we move through this life. So we'll practice together today. And as we do, I wanted to really emphasize and explore during the sanctuary of our practice, this protected time that we'll have together of about 20 minutes of guided meditation practice, to explore these qualities. The quality of refuge, the quality of being with what is as it is, and allowing and protecting and softening around our experience. And so as I guide you, I'll be inviting you to really come into contact with things as they are, without struggling with them, and inviting you to soften around them, not to make them change or go away or be different, because that's actually antithetical to our practice. We don't want to force anything. We want to be with what is, but we can also invite some sense of ease, relaxation, softening, opening around the tightness and the constrictions of our minds, of our hearts, of our physical bodies. So we'll explore that as we practice together today. So please find a comfortable posture. You can be seated or lying down or standing. There's no one right way to be in your body. The invitation is for you to be at once at ease and alert in the body. Let's take a few communal breaths together, inhaling deeply and exhaling completely. Again, take a deep breath in and release it. One more time, fill the body with breath and exhale. Some words from Rumi to open our practice. He says, "Close the door of words that the window of your heart may open. To see what cannot be seen, turn your eyes inward and listen in silence." So let's do that together. Turn our eyes inward. And you might find support for that by closing your outer eyes, your actual eyes, so that the inner eye can open, so that the heart can open, so that we can search inside ourselves. Allowing the breath to just be in its natural rhythm. Our first lesson in not forcing, just allowing. And here at the outset of our practice, we can begin to scan the body, just noticing what's present in the physical body now. How do you feel? What is your experience of being embodied in this moment? Maybe you're hungry. Maybe there's tension in the jaw or the neck. Maybe there's a sense of ease or lightness in the body. See if you can just first notice what's present. If there's an area of pain or tightness, pulsing or discomfort or dis-ease in the body that you become aware of, you can acknowledge it. Ah, there you are. There you are, that tightness, that discomfort. See if you can practice not wanting it to be a different way. See if you can practice just being with how it is. You might offer yourself some words of comfort, like, oh, that hurts, or this is really uncomfortable, as a way to nod to your experience and meet it with kindness and compassion. And once you've acknowledged the presence of the tightness or the constriction or the discomfort in your body, see if you can invite it to soften. It's not a mandate, it's an invitation. It's just offering forth the possibility for some softening around the tightness, the hardness, the pain. Just reminding yourself that there may be another way to be with what's challenging, what's difficult, what hurts in the body. And incidentally, if you're not feeling any discomfort or physical pain in the body, you can really work with any sensation you find. Feelings of lightness or ease or warmth. Any sensation in the body that stands out to you, you can invite softening around it. So what we're doing here is just contacting reality. And offering the invitation for ease, for opening, for softness. And then we can just sit here in these physical forms we occupy, experiencing the multitude of sensations that are present in the body. Tingling, pulsing, throbbing. Maybe there are parts of the body that feel numb, parts of the body that feel sensitive. As we sit here, just over and over again, extending the invitation to ourselves to soften in this physical experience. inviting the feet to soften, the legs to soften, the buttocks, pelvis, the belly, chest, the back, the neck, the face. Now we can move our awareness to the landscape of thoughts in the mind. So what thoughts are present right now? And we turn our attention to them, not to get caught up in them, not to get involved with the content of our thoughts, but just to know what's present, what's here. Maybe there are many thoughts crowding the mind, maybe there are few. Whatever it is, notice. And if it's helpful, you might even make a soft mental note of the experience of thinking, like a whisper, to note the experience of the thoughts in the mind, thinking. See if you can just let the thoughts be without getting involved with them. No need to pull them close or push them away, to challenge them, to affirm them. And just notice them thinking. And as we did with the body, extending an invitation to the mind, to the thoughts, to soften, if that's available, if that's possible. Once again, not a mandate, but an invitation. Can you invite your mind, your thoughts to soften? Ah, there you are. I invite you to soften. Now we can direct our awareness to the region of the heart, the feelings. It's inquiring as we search inside ourselves, what feelings are present? What do you notice in the region of the heart? Maybe there's a sense of calm or some twinges of anxiety, worry. Maybe there's a feeling of joyfulness, happiness. Maybe sadness is here. And just noticing. Noticing the feelings that are present. And greeting them with kindness. Resisting the impulse to like or dislike, to want them to stay or to go. seeing if you can expand your capacity to just be with your feelings as they are right now in this moment. And if there are feelings that you become aware of that are difficult or unpleasant or hard to bear, taking a moment to offer yourself some support and kindness, maybe a hand on the heart, some words of support, self-support. This is hard. This is painful. And then extending that same invitation to soften, if possible, if available. You might even sense the heart center, the physical heart center, softening and opening. And now coming, if you wish, into the refuge of the breath. Feeling the movement of your breath. Feeling the body sitting, breathing. Staying in the awareness of the body, in your sitting posture, and the awareness of the breath. Awake and alert to whatever is arising in the body, in the mind, in the heart. If you notice thoughts arising, you can silently label them thinking and let them go. Just coming to this place of rest. And this awareness of the body, the mind, the heart, not pushing away, just letting it be. Sitting with yourself in sanctuary with great kindness for the remainder of our practice period. Breathing in, knowing that you're breathing in. Breathing out, knowing that you're breathing out. Being present with yourself, with your breath, with your body. in the final few moments of practice, reconnecting with this experience of meditation as refuge, a sanctuary. Inviting in whatever degree of softening is still possible. In the words of Rumi, close the door of words that the window of your heart may open. To see what cannot be seen, turn your eyes inward and listen in silence. You can begin to reawaken the body by rubbing the pads of your thumbs over the pads of your other fingers, wiggling your toes, stretching open through the hands, shrugging through the shoulders, whatever you wish. And then in your own time, slowly allowing your eyes to flutter open. Thank you so much for your practice today. May you continue to find refuge in the sanctuary of your own body, heart, and mind.
Thanks for listening to UCLA Mindful Awareness Research Center's weekly podcast from the Hammer Museum. For more information on our classes, workshops, and retreats, please go to marc.ucla.edu. That's marc.ucla.edu. Join us each week for a new lesson in mindfulness.